Good morning, everybody. I'll say this about all the assignments that came in. It seems we all have a lot of experience with unresolved conflict. And why is that? Why do we have so much experience with unresolved conflict? And it made me think of two scriptures, but ultimately, I think it goes back to the beginning. In Genesis chapter 3, man, the woman eats, the man takes the fruit, he eats, and then what happens? They hide from God, and then God says, "Who told you you were naked?" And then what happens? And then he says, the man says, "The woman who you gave me to be with me, it's your fault, God, you gave her to me. It's her fault because she gave me the fruit and I ate." Right there. Unresolved conflict, blame, putting it on God. And that was the bit there it is. It's all started. And then started with the serpent because he says, what did God say? He put in that thought. Right there of unresolved conflict. So there we go. And so what do? We learn, we grow. Because it is the way of watching God. And the other thing that just really I saw in the reading assignments, thinking about the lesson is, it is how we watch God make lemonade out of lemons every day as we walk through and learn to work through and learn the lessons of unresolved conflict every day. And then this morning, what is it? Note taking. And we're all CEOs on this phone, so we're all probably, if there's 20 of us on this phone, 19 of us are really crappy at taking notes. So we have to listen, we gotta learn, and it's another area of unresolved conflict, just like doing your assignments every week, another area of unresolved conflict. So, and then conditions. That's always the key. And that story is the conditions. And then as we move forward in note-taking, let's pray as we go into the day in this time. Father, we do thank you for this life that you have given us to live today. Truly, Lord, it is a good life. It's a good life that you've given us to learn, to grow, to learn how to be servants of the Master, Lord, to learn how to handle things, to be good stewards and have stewardship in our lives that you've enabled us, the tools that you give us and the opportunities to be stewards and learn what that means. And Lord, this life is not an end, but it's just the beginning. It's the beginning of being, of serving and working with you for eternity. We thank you for that. So we pray we'd be taking and learning and listening here this morning. As we move forward, we thank you for this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A scripture here. Let me pull it up. Okay. You know, those two little lines from that man, from Brenda's father, what wisdom is in those just two quotes that we have, like say 90 years later, whatever exactly it is. Isn't that what, in Proverbs chapter 4, he says, get wisdom, get insight, do not forget, do not turn away from the words of my mouth, do not forsake her, she will keep you, love her, she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, whatever you get insight, prize her highly, and she will exalt her. You know, what does that have to do with note-taking? Everything. Because where do we, when we take the time, I just really see that this morning, when we take the time to write it down, think about it, and then what is your method? Obviously, I think the method of number, when it comes to the general note-taking, number 4 is a real key, is to fill it, color it in. Think of a coloring book with the outlines. You have the outlines of the picture. And then you take the time to color it in. And then when you take the time to color it in, what do you have? Is you have a really cool looking, really made beautiful picture. And that's what, as we take the time to go back and fill our notes, and it's hard work, trust me. It's hard work and it takes time and it bends your mind. but you get a really cool picture at the end of the day. And, but it's work. It is definitely a work. And so we always want to, I'm no different. We're always wanting to lay it aside. There always seems to be something much more immediate and much more important to do. So you got to find that time, that quiet time, because you have to, for me at least, you got to be alone. So you got to find that time to be alone where it's quiet. And, you got to be alone and quiet. For me, that's very, very early in the morning. I just can't do it in the evening because I'm tired. And I want to, my eyes will start shutting. So it's that morning time. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a morning where we can listen and we can learn. As you say, get wisdom. And above all things, you get insight. And where do we find wisdom and insight? Lord, we find it in your word. We find it in your servants. We find it in 90-year-old notes. Simple one line, Lord, and it speaks volumes. That's a wise man when one line can speak such volumes. And we thank you for that this morning. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to listen, to learn, to grow. And as we go out into our day, may we take the time to re-listen and take that book. Now we have an outline. May we take that book and color it in as we move forward. We thank you for this morning. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.